We have plans for going out this evening, a little on the cool side, but at least it's going to be dry. Tracking mostly cloudy skies and a chance for showers. 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday, we'll have highs around 65 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
You're waking up to 40 degrees straight up in our nation's capital at 4:59. Have a fabulous Friday, everybody.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Have a good Friday morning. It is April 26th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early hour, 5 a.m. on WTOP.
Hundreds of people are protesting the Israel-Hamas war on a local college campus. I'm Scott Gelman.
Police get ready to enforce the new curfew at National Harbor. I'm John Doman.
The number of people entering guilty pleas linked to January 6th keeps rising. I'm Mitchell Miller, today on The Hill.
At the NFL draft, the Commanders pick a quarterback. Good morning. Welcome in. 5 o'clock on WTOP.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's been a contentious week on college campuses. Pro-Palestinian protests have led to violent clashes at Emory in Atlanta now, and a major cancellation at another. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
In California, protests have been taking place on the University of Southern California campus, and that school has canceled its main stage commencement, citing safety concerns, but says other commencement events are moving forward. Demonstrators are demanding an end to the war in Gaza and that schools divest from partnerships and programs with Israel. An encampment has been set up on the Northwestern University campus near Chicago, where the student says,
"The university simply does not tell us where our funds are going, where tuition dollars are going, and that is unacceptable."
U.S. Army engineers have begun building a floating pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver desperately needed food. CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
Relief supplies will be delivered to the dock by ship and then transferred by smaller vessels to a causeway where they will be trucked ashore into Gaza for distribution by aid organizations.
Former President Trump is expected to be back in a New York courtroom for his criminal trial a day after historic arguments in the Supreme Court on whether he has absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions while he was in office. CBS's Jan Crawford.
I wouldn't expect a decision before June. It's a complicated case, and the justices know it's going to be the law long after they leave the Supreme Court. But that's what Special Counsel Jack Smith asked for. He actually said the justices should expedite this case.
Harvey Weinstein's attorney reacting after New York's highest court threw out his client's 2020 conviction for sexual assault.
What the Court of Appeals, the highest court in the greatest state in the greatest country, said is that, yes, no one is above the law, but no one is below the law either.
Weinstein still in prison serving a 16-year sentence in a California case. Traces of bird flu are turning up in more of the nation's milk supply. The FDA says one in five samples has tested positive for the virus. The results suggest the outbreak in dairy cows is more widespread than thought. Regulators say there's no evidence the milk is unsafe for humans to drink. First round of the NFL draft kicked off in Detroit last night, and it was all quarterbacks all the time. Number one overall,
the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
Roger Goodell on ESPN. Williams is promising to deliver.
My goal is to get as far into February as I can. That's the point of playing football, is to win championships. That's the reason why I play.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:03 on Friday, April 26th. We're at 43 degrees, a little chilly out there. Partly to mostly sunny today, going to the upper 60s. Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Our top local story we're following for you. You can add our region to the list of places across the nation where college students are staging large pro-Palestinian protests. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered last night at George Washington University in D.C., and WTOP's Scott Gelman was there.
Here at University Yard on George Washington University's campus, hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators are chanting and clapping. Dozens of tents are here as part of an encampment. Demonstrators are calling for a ceasefire and for the university to take action.
Obviously, they want the university to divest, which I feel like is very fair, considering they spend tens of thousands of dollars to attend school here.
It's really interesting seeing all these people come together for something that they're very passionate about.
Some counter-demonstrators are waving an Israeli flag a few feet from the main gathering.
It's clear that these people are currently supporting the terrorist regime in the Gaza Strip, and they're not interested in peace at all.
The university asked D.C. police to help clear the encampment by 7 o'clock, but that didn't happen. In a statement, a university spokesman says the encampment is an unauthorized use of campus space. It says the university's working with D.C. police to determine how to best address the situation and ensure student compliance with its policies. In Foggy Bottom, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Starts this evening, a new curfew at National Harbor banning kids 16 and younger from being there without a parent or guardian between 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. on weekends. WTOP's John Doman explains how it'll be enforced.
Police Chief Malik Aziz says it'll be hard for anyone in National Harbor to plead ignorance to the new curfew going into effect.
We plan on having emergency curfew notification post in place. We have traffic control posts and some road closures when necessary. Many foot patrols and contact teams will be working together.
And there will be signs posted on the roads entering National Harbor.
We have requested the rideshare drivers not to drop off unaccompanied minors.
This will be in effect every weekend until a more permanent and flexible law passes, likely toward the end of next month. John Dome in WTOP News.
It's not clear when former President Trump will stand trial in connection with the 2021 Capitol riot, but close to 800 people involved in the massive security breach that day have now pleaded guilty to various charges. WTOP's Mitchell Miller has more today on the Hill.
The former president has repeatedly spoken on behalf of the people sent to jail after the Capitol was broken into.
They ought to release the J6 hostages. They've suffered enough.
But while Mr. Trump calls them hostages, the majority of those charged have pleaded guilty. And nearly 500 defendants have been charged with assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers. Dozens are accused of destruction or theft of government property. It's estimated that 140 law enforcement officers were assaulted, including 80 Capitol Police and 60 D.C. police officers. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
The Washington Commanders have a new quarterback.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
The Heisman Trophy winner is headed to D.C., ending months of speculation on who the team should select with the second overall pick. The pick was a big step in the quest to restore the franchise to glory, starting with the game's most important position. More from WTOP sports reporter Rob Woodfork.
He was the best player in college football last season, plain and simple. We talked a lot about it in the D.C. Sports Huddle. He's the most complete quarterback in this draft. A lot of draft experts have said that. You know, some would even take him ahead of Caleb Williams. So he's productive. He's got all the intangibles you want. So he's a worthy face of the franchise, in my opinion, for the Washington Commanders at a period in which they really need it.
Dave Preston will have more in sports coming up at 25 and 55.
Also coming up on WTOP.
If you've owned your home for a while, could you afford to buy it today? I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
When it comes to painting, don't do it yourself. Call the pros at your local CertaPro Painters. This is Dave Dildine, and take it from me, they really do provide excellent workmanship, quality, and a worry-free process for both residential and commercial spaces, all at the right price. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
508.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s. Let's get started with Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, someone must have forgotten that it's Friday because we have a lot of things going on right now instead of it being a pretty easy morning. Let's start out with the problem on northbound 95 in Maryland. Now, there's not a major delay, but the problem happened near Route 32, basically just past the exit for westbound 32. That's where we have the tractor-trailer crash. It is still single file left getting you by the crash. Again, with the lack of volume, you're not seeing a big delay, but if that remains there, that delay is just going to begin to grow as more of you get on the roadway. Now, the Beltway, inner and outer loop running well through both Maryland and Virginia. No reported issues. 270 looks good between Frederick and Rockville. with your lanes open. In Virginia, the delay on southbound 95 is out of Dale City toward the Truckskills, trying to head into Dumfries. This is where we had the overnight work. At one point, it was just a single left lane getting by. Looks like they may be picking up some cones in the area. Still seeing the right side of the roadway blocked, but you may have more than one lane available to you, but that delay still remains. Now, westbound Route 7 near 28 was a report of a wreck. Northbound on the Fairfax County Parkway near 66, seeing some delays from a possible crash. And coming out of the district, southbound 395 on the 14th Street Bridge. Callers are reporting the second lane from the right blocked with a broken down vehicle. Not a big delay, but something to keep an eye out for. Maybe stick over to the left to avoid any issues. In the northbound direction, it looks good crossing the 14th in the case onto the southeast southwest freeway. From the other direction, I-295, DC-295 in good shape, as is the Suitland Parkway. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Plenty of sunshine for the afternoon today, so we're getting some brighter skies. Temperatures still in the low to mid 60s, which means below average for this time of year. Average is 71, but all in all, still a nice end of the work week. Now overnight, some clouds will return, and for your Saturday, a fair amount of cloud cover. A few spotty showers, not out of the question, but not a ton of moisture. Temperatures held in the low 60s, but the payoff comes on Sunday. Sunday back into the mid 80s with big time warmth. We could even flirt with near 90 on Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
41 in College Park, 41 Fairfax, 46 on the National Mall. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. 17 states are suing over a federal rule entitling workers to certain accommodations for abortions. Those accommodations will typically be time off of work to receive and recover from an abortion, which will likely be unpaid, according to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The lawsuit argues that the intent of the 2022 law that led to the rule was to protect mothers-to-be and promote healthy pregnancies, and extending the rule to apply to abortions is illegal. The closest state to the D.C. region that has joined the lawsuit is West Virginia.
If you've owned your home for many years, could you afford to buy it today? WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says for many, the answer is no.
The median price of a home is up 50% in the last 5 years and has doubled in the last 10. 38% of homeowners who've owned that length of time say they couldn't buy their house for what it would sell for today. They would do well if they sold. Average homeowner equity is $300,000.
Baby boomer and lower income homeowners were the most likely to say they could not afford to buy their home at today's prices.
Coming up, it's being described as a sexy tennis movie. We'll get a review from Kuya P of Nerds Rule the World. It's 512.
Marlo Furniture's floor sample sale is on. Save up to 60% on all furniture, plus free delivery. It's a limited time event. For locations and hours, visit marlofurniture.com.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh, yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta prima... Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Something amazing is happening here. AI is increasing workloads on CPUs and GPUs. But this company's laptops are more than keeping pace. That's because CDW worked with them to future-proof their laptop fleet by configuring them with devices enabled with AMD Ryzen AI. Improve performance and free up resources with AMD Ryzen and CDW. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdw.com/AMD client.
Coming up.
Wearing these has led to more kids dealing with hearing loss. I'm Mike Marilla.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
More, more, more. Hi, Little Bob here from Bob's Discount Furniture. Here to let you know that we're opening two brand new showrooms in Springfield and Dulles. Bringing even more of my everyday low prices to the people of Virginia on highly rated furniture, mattresses, and more. And if you can't wait, mybobs.com is the quickest and easiest way to get unbeatable furniture prices delivered straight to your home today. That's two brand spanking new Bob's Discount Furniture stores coming to Springfield and Dulles this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now, we're coming up on a election year, and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 5:15.
She wowed moviegoers in Dune Part 2, and Zendaya stars in a new movie in theaters today called Challengers.
You think that tennis is about expressing yourself, doing your thing? But you don't know what tennis is.
What is it?
And the film is not just about tennis.
On Skype, Kuya P of Nerds Rule the World joins us with details.
Yes, John Michelle, probably the sexiest film about tennis you'll ever see. It plays like a sports film meets art house type of film. We have some young stars in Mike Face, Josh O'Connor, and the amazing Zendaya as up-and-coming tennis players. They all meet on their way up. And then a love triangle happens. One chooses the other, and then they kind of separate. And then later on in life, as one is on the downfall, and the other comes back into the picture, and the challenge is on for this love. It is wild. I don't know if this is going to be for a lot of fans, but I know everyone is going to be talking about this film because of the stardom of Zendaya. She's amazing in this, and she has grown in this, y'all, because I know a lot of us, you know, we've seen her grow up. But this film plays like an actual tennis match in a lot of ways. There's some slow points. I did get bored in certain instances, but then it picked up. So it was very much like a tennis match where there's slow burn in action and then the action just really goes. It's a great film. I have to say that, but it's a very different film. So I don't know if it'll be for everybody, but I will recommend Challengers to everyone this weekend.
All right. Speaking of different, we have a voice known for funny cartoons. One of my favorite cartoon voice actors of all time doing something very different, a lot darker in Boy Kills World, also in theaters. Tell us about this one.
Yes, John, I am very much an H. John Benjamin fan as well.
Yes.
We know him as Bob Belcher on Bob's Burgers, as Archer on Archer. He's the reason I wanted to see this film. It is essentially Kick-Ass, if you remember the Kick-Ass franchise, also maybe Kingsman meets The Hunger Games. We have a young boy who loses his sister in this dystopian universe through a culling, which is here we have like the Hunger Games comparisons. So he begins his revenge tour. He is deaf and mute. So hence he gets his inner voice, the H. John Benjamin voice, from playing a video game. And this is where this is like a living video game movie. It is crazy. It is wild. It's gory. But if you love over the top, crazy action, if you love H. John Benjamin, like you and I do, John,
yeah,
this is such a fun ride. It's not for the squeamish. There's a lot of blood. There's a lot of gore. But if you like John Wick style action, you're going to get all of that in Boy Kills World.
That's Kuya P of Nerds Rule the World, which previews the latest in film, TV, and streaming.
Now a look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP.
Pro-Palestinian protests spread to more college campuses, including George Washington University in D.C.
The Supreme Court yesterday and a New York court today will have the latest on former President Trump's legal battles.
And a new curfew aimed at kids 16 and younger goes into effect this evening at National Harbor.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 5:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Here's Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, the late to clear work on southbound 95 in Virginia is the reason why you're seeing a delay out of Dale City toward the truck scales. And before 234 in Dumfries, there is still a point in the work zone that you do have to get out of that right lane. At one point, it was just a single left lane getting by. Looks like they're starting to pick things up there, possibly. But that's the reason why you're seeing the backup. If you're northbound, That looks good out of Fredericksburg, crossing the Occoquan into Springfield onto 395 toward the 14th Street Bridge. It was southbound 395 on the 14th Street Bridge. The broken down vehicle reported to be in the second lane from the right. On the Fairfax County Parkway northbound near 66, that's a report of a wreck with a little bit of a delay. We also have a delay on northbound 28 coming from Compton and Ordway toward New Braddock Road. There had been some work along that stretch. Not sure if they've picked that up yet. And eastbound 66 is seeing a delay headed toward 29 and 28 in Centerville, where there may still be some work in place. Westbound 7 near 28 was a report of a wreck. If you're in Maryland, the crash remains. Northbound 95 near 32, basically just past the exit for westbound 32, and where 32 is coming off in that left lane to get on to 95. It is just the left side of the roadway getting by the wreck. So the far left lane of the travel lanes and that exit coming off of 32 are getting you by the crash involving the tractor trailer. Once that's once you get past that, everything looks good headed toward 195 in the Baltimore Beltway. Southbound 95, no reported issues headed to the Beltway. Save on tropical flavors at Whole Foods Market. Get 5 yellow mangoes for $5 with Prime through April 30th while supplies last. Shop in-store or online. Terms apply. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff. A little chilly out there this morning. I had to rely on the loaner car's automatic heated seats again. I also learned that it automatically cools my bum as well. This thing is just amazing. I don't want to give it back.
You might have the best cared for tush in the DMV.
I think I may. I don't want it to get used to this, though, because it's back to a regular old car next week.
It's like a butt valet.
I don't like the sound of that.
I don't know. Oh, man. Well, I mean, you bring us joy in the morning, John, with the story. So let's be honest. It gets us going here at 5 o'clock in the morning. Listen, today is going to be another coolish day. Yesterday was a pretty cool one. We only got to 62 yesterday. We're about 9 degrees shy of where we should be for this time of year. And it was just kind of overcast. There was a little sun that peaked out from time to time, but there were a lot of clouds. Today, the clouds should give way to more in the way of some sunshine. I'm going to go with partly to mostly sunny skies. And I think we'll get into the mid-60s eventually later this afternoon. It's still a little shorter change from where we should be, but the point is we're heading a little bit better towards the right direction. But tonight, some more clouds roll in here. We're in the 40s. Listen, the weekend, Saturday, not the prettiest of days. Low 60s, clouds, maybe a few spotty showers. There's not a lot of moisture, guys. It's not even much to really wash away the palm, but there could be a few spotty shower chances tomorrow. But the bulk of the day is dry. It's just cloudy and cool. So if you can get through a cool, not so great Saturday, Sunday, the payoff happens. Mid-80s, partly to mostly sunny skies, pushing near 90 by Monday of next week. So once again, it's a little bit of a kind of a wacky pattern here, but sunshine and cool today, cloudy and cool tomorrow, and then Sunday, flip-flops, shorts, and, I don't know, culottes. I don't know, whatever else people are wearing. I think that's a term from the olden days and probably doesn't apply. But still, 41 right now in South Riding, Upper Marlboro at 42. It's 43 right now for our friends in Lorton.
You know what I want? I want a car that senses my mood when I get in.
Oh.
And it automatically, if I'm too stressed out, it will automatically turn on like soothing sounds of rain or like the
Just
sea.
Give it like 2 years. I think we're almost there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe right, based on my face, if I'm coming in with grumpy face.
Or maybe it'll just shut the car down. It's like, you're in no shape to drive. Take a nap.
Or it'll drive you.
There's that.
Yeah,
and it doesn't care about your mood.
It is going to drive for me. That's right. The forecast, by the way, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week.
Coming up, net neutrality rules are back. So what does that mean for internet users? More news in 60 seconds.
The wait's over, DC. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is officially live, and right now new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports. And for me, I love betting baseball. I like to find games featuring two really solid starting pitchers that are backed by trustworthy bullpens, so I can bet the under. Plus, FanDuel offers so many different player prop bets that are fun to wager on, like strikeouts, total bases, and so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/BigG. That's FanDuel.com/BigG. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call text 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. an accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is WTOP News.
524, I'm Michelle Bash.
I'm John Aaron. One out of every six kids wears headphones for more than 2 hours a day. WTOP's Mike Murillo has advice for parents about how to protect their child's hearing.
Whether it's occupying a toddler with a show.
Wait, Louie!
Or it's a teen listening to music. A University of Michigan survey found that kids are wearing headphones for long periods.
I've had a pretty large surge in children over the last few months.
Dr. Brittany Ometz is with Anne Arundel Audiology.
You know, hearing loss can cause issues with speech and language development.
And the age of kids impacted by hearing loss is skewing younger, with some kids dealing with it at 5 years old. She says parents should have kids practice the 60-60 rule, which is no more than 60 minutes with headphones on a day, and keep the volume at 60%.
It's just a guaranteed way to keep your ears safe.
And she says know the symptoms of hearing loss in a child, such as them not reacting to loud sounds or having trouble listening. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Rules affecting internet providers have been revived by the Federal Trade Commission.
Net neutrality is the idea. Internet service providers will treat all customers equally, banning practices that throttle back or block certain sites or apps, or offering higher speeds to customers who pay more. The telecommunications industry was against restoring the rules, calling it unnecessary government interference in business decisions. The FCC votes were split by political affiliation, three Democrats on the panel in favor and two Republicans opposed. Net neutrality was first introduced during the Obama administration. Then the FCC repealed the rules in 2017 under the Trump administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Dave Preston, how should we be feeling as Commanders fans this morning?
I think we should be feeling bullish this morning as the NFL draft saw the Commanders make a franchise-altering selection.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select